49.
Who's 49? Charlie Huff?
Who knows?
Who the heck is that?
I don't think anybody wore 49.
Oh, somebody.
Hockey players.
Probably.
What's his name on the Reds? On the Red Wings? Lenny Dykstra? No, yeah. Lenny Dykstra.
Gordie Howe? What are you talking about?
Gordie Howe didn't play for the Red Wings.
What are you talking about?
Gordie Howe?
You mean Red Sox? You said Red Wings. That's hockey.
I think yeah. I said Red Wings.
Red Wings, yeah.
Gordie Howe is the most famous Red Wing of all time.
What number do you wear?
Gordie Howe plays for...
I have no idea.
Well, he wasn't 49.
He played for the Boston Bruins.
Chill out.
I mean, he may have, but he was a Red Wing.
Well, I know him as a Bruin.
Okay, yes, you know him.
Controversy.
Shandon Anderson. Best NBA player to wear 49. Shandon Anderson.
Who is Shandon Anderson?
He played in Jordan's era.
Utah, right?
This says Knicks in Miami. He might have played for Utah.
49?
Ooh, I just found the Oakland Raiders numbers. I should just only report what my team's players wore.
Golly.
49. Mitchell Kiesling. Apparently, there's only one dude in the NFL Hall of Fame who wore 49.
Oh, check my DMs, fam.
Oh, no. This is retired jerseys.
All right, let's get this one.
Hey.
Hold on. We don't even know it was 49.
There is no 49.
I'm not watching
the 49ers. The 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers. The whole franchise.
Yeah, shout out to all the...
shout out to Colin Kaepernick and the rest of the 49er bunch.
Shout out to the Asians who got imprisoned. The Japanese who got imprisoned in San Francisco searching for gold. The gold rush.
I'm keeping that. Episode 49.
49ers.
George, Ryan, Greg, back in building. Think this podcast. We're back. It's cracking. Who's 49?
Cracking. I told you, the 49ers.
All right, well, we're going to keep that.
That's it. It's the 49ers. That the whole squad.
That voice you did just now to do the intro just sounded like you were faking it. I mean, pause. Okay, and H.
Ooh, I got one.
You know, there's a lot of... You scroll through Instagram, all you just see is faces. How many pictures can people post of their face?
Lots.
That's the whole point of Instagram. You know, that's why I don't know why you like it.
Instagram is better than a lot of other things.
I don't think it's better than Twitter.
It's better than Twitter.
Why?
It just is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Twitter is for like the overly opinionated and the angry. Facts.
Yeah. People like George.
And Nike RSVP.
And only RSVP.
What are we talking about today, Simple? Do you know?
Talking about a lot? Yeah. I got some stuff written down, bro. I got some stuff. We talking about Shaq versus the current class of big men. Talk about Sheether. Talk about rich kids and their antics. We got top 10.
You're not selling this, bro.
We got top 10 shoes for summer 18.
Are you going to restart this?
Okay. You're not selling that, bro. We're not just talking about rich kids.
Rich kids still trapping.
Okay. We're going to start
talking about rich kids on YouTube.
Start over.
Like, what? We're talking about rich kids on YouTube.
Not necessarily. We're talking about rich kids in the culture, period.
And then we'll just throw the YouTube kids in there.
I mean,
If it comes up.
And what else are we talking about?
Shaq.
Competing podcasts.
George want to talk about something else. Oh, we're talking about Cause Jordan 4s and how they're great.
NBA trades. Oh, we could talk about that.
Yeah.
What did I tell?
NBA trades.
KD. Yeah, NBA trades, definitely. And then
KD hurt.
KD and what's the name? What was the other one?
Embiid.
Embiid hurt.
Pickups.
Embiid.
Pickups. I got anyway. A grip of Supreme stuff coming in Friday. Okay. And Jordan 12 low playoffs in the mail. Shout out to the plug. You know who you are.
That's it.
Avid listener. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only pickups I have for the... Oh! I did a trade on Saturday for bread.
It sprung to his mind.
For bread V2s.
Before the deadline. And what'd you trade?
Gamma and a Columbia.
You mean a legend?
Legend, yes.
Because I definitely didn't
trade no Columbia. Oh, and I also picked up because y'all didn't...
Somebody gave you a red V2 for those?
Yeah. Y'all slept on them. I picked up the 1996 NBA All-Star Mitchell and Ness shorts.
I didn't sleep on them. Who says I don't got
them? You copped?
I'm not telling you.
Dang. I copped with the quickness. That's the greatest NBA short.
No, it's not.
What's the greatest NBA short ever?
That's the greatest NBA All-Star short.
That might be the greatest NBA short ever.
That's the most time anyone's ever said short in that span of time ever.
It's not the greatest NBA shorts. The greatest All-Star game
shorts. What's the greatest NBA shorts ever?
The greatest NBA...
Bulls black.
Bulls pinstripe black. Or Orlando Magic blue or black, white. One of those. Yeah, actually,
what about the black? When they came out with those, when Jordan came back, people lost their minds.
When Mitchell and Ness retros black red pinstripes, I'll cop. But right as of right now, all they've done is just the straight black with the Bulls on them. That black red pinstripe was only for one season, right? Was that only 96-97?
I have no idea.
And then they went to the all black?
Yeah, they didn't keep
the pinstripes. They only had the pinstripe one season, I thought.
I don't remember.
Those short. I have no idea. I will agree with you. That's probably the greatest.
People lost their minds when the black greatest, jerseys came out.
That's probably the greatest pair of basketball shorts ever to be in. AZ Threads, if you're listening and you got them, hook us up.
George, any pickups?
Oh, you got some stuff. Yeah. Two things. Iniki. I'm assuming it's Iniki, and they call it iNike because why would Adidas call a shoe Nike?
Somebody will correct us.
Iniki Reds.
Yeah, somebody will say, you're not must not be from the coal region.
Yes.
Yes.
You must not be from Germany.
Anthracite. Iniki's. No. Iniki Reds Boost. I thought about getting the blue and the gray. I mean, hopefully.
You don't like those? Feet.
How many times you wore Buschwitz?
They're too big.
How many times would you have wore Buschwitz if they fit you?
I just found them yesterday.
It's like the same shoe.
These ones are a little better.
It's a pure boost, so I don't know. I kind of feel like you should wear those more because it's a pure boost. It has to be as comfortable as Y3. It has to be the same thing.
Comfort no longer matters to me when it comes to boosts. They just matter. They're just comfortable now. That used to be like the main feature. Now it's like they're comfortable, period. What do they look like? The shoe doesn't look that good. Like, it's round toe and that tongue. Has that high tongue that them careful.
It's just ugly. That's an ugly.
Well, I mean, you knew that going into it.
Yeah, but it was one of those like impulse buying everything at that period. It was like, oh crap.
It had Boost.
Oh yeah.
It was like
it was cheap, the Boost. $97. So
And stands under retail on the Iniki
Adidas.
And then Stan Smith Boost today under retail.
What? Which one?
Everything.
Which color?
And you said you hate Stan.
Green white.
You smoking? Wait. Say it again.
You said you hate Stan Boost.
You smoking rocks?
You did say that.
You smoking rocks?
Stan Smiths or Stan Smith Boost?
You said Stan Smith Boost.
What does it matter?
One has Boost and one doesn't.
You said they were both gay.
What are you guys talking about? I had the white and gold one, and I told you it was one of the best shoes I've ever seen.
And when you bought those, gave it to Cuddy. When you bought those,
I sold it.
No, when you bought those, I said, you said you hate Stan Smiths. Why would you keep
them? No, that's not true. I said I like Lavers better. That's what it is.
You said Lavers are better.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, it's debatable. I mean, if they come out with a Laver with Boost, I'll be copying that one too.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will, because it's the heaviest sole in history. They'll make the sure regular the shoe.
Why are you burping in the mic?
My burp was rowdy.
Man.
But Jesus. Under retail on both of them. I mean, I don't mind. I'm happy with brand new releases under retail. You ain't getting that nowhere else.
Where'd you get them at?
Aniki sold out on Adidas.
Where'd you get them at?
They came on Adidas already?
Yeah, you going to sort your site?
No, I can't tell people.
All right.
I mean, the Stan Smiths I got on Adidas website because they allowed you to use 20% off coupon.
That reminds me, those...
I can't tell.
We're not about that. That's not what tell. We're about the culture.
There's a lot of 12 size 12 people out there. Y'all ain't telling nobody, though.
Y'all see that mystery blue NMD is 20% off. You get it for $104.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked at that. They released the reds and the blues today, and then you could use the coupon. They normally don't do that with NMDs and Ultra.
I had them in cart and debated it, and then
mystery blues.
It's like a navy new color blue that came NMD. Out.
You wouldn't like them. They're not the PK ones. They suck. But
not interested.
For under retail, it just makes people go crazy.
$100.
Pickups for me, absolutely nothing. Still, for our listeners who might not know, I'm not buying another sneaker until June 1st. That was my New Year's resolution, and I'm not buying any Jordans for the year 2017, except Royal Ones, because those are legendary. Did clean my closet out, though. Organized it, found a lot of shoes, found a lot of nonsense.
Hold on a second. We definitely need to talk about that, because you were texting us about that all week.
Bad cops.
Let me go back. If you buy a second Jordan in 2017, what is your punishment? Because we should be able to get to make fun of you or do something. You should have to stick to that.
I'm sticking to it.
Simple.
And buying doubles of Royal Ones don't count.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying.
You have trouble getting one, so you ain't buying doubles.
But. You ain't even get one bread. You're talking about Royals.
But how do y'all know I don't already got one on lock?
You might, because you did buy top threes early, but hey.
Yes.
Actually, if you wait, did you pay the money already? Because if you did, you already blew it.
No, I didn't pay yet.
You ain't got it unlocked then.
Because actually, top three is actually in a
bag. And if you do got it unlocked and you didn't tell us, then that's another foul movement move.
Maybe. What is that?
That's your car?
No.
I mean, I don't think people can hear that on the show. It's just we hear
it. We can hear it in the mic.
But I don't think that's what it is. Go like that and you can hear it.
Nah, we can hear it.
Anyways,
it's gone now.
We'll get off track. Hold on.
So what?
But cost
what's the repercussions?
Nothing.
Come on, man. It doesn't work like that. If you say stuff, you got to stick to it.
Well, you know.
I give you credit so far for the thing through June.
Because y'all have thrown some stuff out there in the thread that, like, I almost bought. No, there's stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
King Push, those joints for under retail.
King Push. That's three things I bought under retail. I'm kind of proud about that.
You might have bought some stuff and not told us.
Stassman boots I would have bought. Boots I would have bought. Man, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a liar.
I'm kind of upset that, like.
Stassman boots I would buy. Because I have Stan Smiths. I found four pairs of Stan Smiths yesterday.
It would be nice to be in a state that doesn't have sales tax because all them websites where you
get. Hey, you're live on the sneak disc. What's up?
Turn your phone
on
up.
Speaker.
You're our first caller on the Sneak Disc live podcast.
All right. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about how George buys all these gay boosts.
Yeah, George is on the Adidas gay bandwagon.
Yeah, he bought Stan Smith boosts today.
The views of Ryan and Nape are not the views of the Sneak Disc podcast.
And he bought, what else you buy?
Red Iniki Boosts.
We were just talking about those. I told you I like those.
What, fire. Wait, which one's that?
Dang, the
you
truth comes out.
Well, I wanted it?
You wanted the blue one.
Oh, no. I hate those now. I think they suck now.
The truth comes out.
I like the red one.
Both fire.
Nah.
I don't think you can knock anyone's sneaker purchases. You buy some of the dumbest shit.
Hey!
I buy great stuff.
You buy trash.
How many pairs of Victor Cruises do you own?
Those aren't trash.
Those are not trash.
Very underrated.
I need like to sell 14 the blue pairs. I have.
I'm never going to wear it.
That's 14 too many.
You have 14 pairs of Cruises?
Well, let's see. Eight?
He probably has eight haystacks.
I have 11 pairs of Victor Cruises.
Dear God. All right, when did they get going with this?
All right, I'll call you back.
All right, later.
What's coming out this week?
The second official.
Ooh,
call
there's a lot of stuff coming out this week.
Not really.
Yes, there is.
Not really.
I knew like a second ago, and then I
Obsidian
then I
Blue
lost it.
15s.
Oh, those kind of suck.
Kind of. Air Max 1 Red OGs.
Air Max
Anniversary.
Blue OGs.
I don't think it's this weekend.
Yeah, they are.
It's next weekend.
No, it's this weekend.
I think in
Saturday.
Like in,
Reds
on,
this week.
In Europe it is, but not
look
on
the
Nike.
Sneaker app.
Maybe. But Reds.
Kith.
NMD Naked.
Kith Naked NMD.
You know what's funny is the lookbook thing is all geared towards women, which Kith, you know, Naked is a women's store, but I wonder what the size run's going to be. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta be, I mean, the Naked Ultra is men.
Yeah, but the other shoes that Naked does aren't, though. I mean, maybe it's just because it's an Adidas thing. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Because it was all, if you read the lookbook thing from Kith, it was all geared towards women.
Paul George, one of those new color. Paul George will actually fire too. Shout out to the homie A Miles.
I can't believe
Air Max
sold
Air
out.
Max Reds.
Oh, we said they would sell out.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Yes, we did.
I mean, they sold out online. I guess I should fix my
stores. They probably still there. But we said the first colorway of Paul George's they'll sell out, and then not a single one after that.
Flyknit Air Max ones come out tomorrow. Those Flyknit Racer Goddess, the all white,
they dope.
Those are kind of fire.
They are,
yeah. But those come out. But we agree though that it's not worth
too much money.
Not worth $150. No. Okay, so the Reds come out. Oh, you're right, George. 316 on the Reds, and the Blues come out. I thought the Blues. Where's the blue ones?
Bang bang. The shoe that both of y'all should be copping, and I might cop it, even though I don't want to. Is the
No.
I'm copping all the Air Max 1s.
Air Max 1,
not this year,
Air Max 1 OG red white comes out 3/4.
I mean, I'm copping this
that's
year, but not
Saturday morning.
All right.
Yeah, see, I said
and,
that.
The blue,
out, bro.
And the blue comes out
26, right?
311. So the 11? Blue comes out next week. What the hell is I just looking at that comes out?
One
16th.
Shoe. We'll talk about this
ASU,
later on my list.
ASU James Harden boost drop.
Yes, okay.
They do.
Wait, whoa, what's the difference between
ASU?
The Air Max 1 Ultra 2.0? Oh, this one is the one with the branding with the Air Max Day. Oh, yeah, that sucks. I want the OG.
Well, no. If you look at the model, it's different. The shape is different. There's something's different about the shoe as well.
That's the one that comes out on the 6.
That 2.0 one sucks.
Yeah, the 2.0 one sucks.
The materials are different. Anyways, back to what I was saying, the shoe y'all should be buying, and I'm going to have to tell Hannah to take my wallet away. The Air Max 90 Ultra 2.0 Flyknit.
You buying a lot of stuff, bro. You know, week to week, one week you're complaining and then one week you're copping everything.
No, I'm still selling stuff, though. That's the thing. I sold 4 things recently.
Like what?
Well, the last shoe that I had at Pound for Pound sold.
What was that?
Jordan 1. What's the AJKO?
Oh.
So that sold.
Well, it sold.
And then. What? All right. that sold. I sold the Shrimp PK NMDs.
The heck is that?
The one that was like orange. The one that that dude tried to sell you at sneaker show. Oh, at, okay. At what you call it?
Right.
Phoenix Suns Palace. What's that called? That one sold.
Coliseum.
What else did I sell?
Fairgrounds.
sold 2 other things. So I just bought 2 shoes I wanted. I need those. I mean, all right, need is the wrong word. I wanted those Inikis and the Stan Smith Boost. I mean, so those will definitely not be getting sold. But other stuff that I bought that's just kind of whack, it's getting sold.
Man, went paintballing this week. Forgot, bruh. All the shoes trashed. Revis's trashed. White Ultra Boost, trash. Paintball was fun, but it's definitely the practice grounds for school shooters. Facts, okay? One cat there had a laser, all right? And he had an air pack. He had an air pack on his back that went a wire straight to the gun, so he didn't run out of air. And what was funny was he had like a limp, but when he was in the battlefield, he didn't have a limp anymore. This is a true story. I was like, oh,
none
man.
Of our listeners believe your stories because it's so wild, dude.
No joke. I'm there with my family. Shout out to my family, my in-laws. We're there, and the kid had a vest like Call of Duty Warfare, and he had ammo, he had an air tube straight to the gun, and he was like this. I mean, I know they can't see me, but he was walking like this. He was like limping, and I said, oh, he ain't got nothing, you know, he's handicapped.
And
so,
he said, bow, 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 bow.
Facts, all right? We get in there, I mean, his paintball paint was going at way over the limit that it's supposed to in there. Because you're supposed to shoot only 266 speed per second. And they do. So if you got a custom gun, they measure the speed on it.
Ah, that's way too technical. Bruh,
homeboy had a laser. He said it cost about, I think, $600. He was high.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Bro, he was shooting nothing but actual fire. I had ran out of ammo.
If you
so
spend
I
that much.
Up, I started picking up ammo off the ground that didn't break. I was dusting it off.
Hey, you're throwing it at people?
Bro, no, I'll put it in the gun.
If you spend that much money on paintball, you better go paintballing twice a week at least.
I heard you got shot by a teammate.
Oh, my gosh, my nephew. Shout out to my nephew, Trey Dollars. Man, shot me right in the butt. And I was
you're
so
shouting
heated.
Out someone who shot you?
You lay on the ground?
Bro, I threw the gun on the ground. I was so heated. Anyways, clean out the closet. Found a bunch of bad cops. Found a bunch of things. Dude,
such as?
Know how many Reebok DMX Run 10s I own?
Oh, I bet you own probably 7-8 of them.
Oh, you're not even close.
More? How many did you buy?
14.
Oh, my God.
When was the last
Don't
time
say nothing
you wore
to simple
one?
Ever
yeah.
again.
I shout out to the homie Jay in China. I said 7 or 8. I looked in there. Found like 7 more.
Rocio's gonna listen to this.
She was watching me clean it up. Closet is clean. Jordan 1s, Jordan 6s, stacked.
That's not something to
it
be
looks
proud
nice.
Of,
all the Air Maxes stacked.
Jordan 1, be sure
closet
be proud
is
of.
Closet shatter is back flawless right now. Dude, you know I'd be forgetting I got reverse shatterback boards? That's a lot of stuff
I
in
mean,
there.
You left them in the car for like 2 weeks.
Dude,
then,
I found.
And then
I
you
found,
lost them with your wallet.
I found 3 report cards from high school. Hidden in shoe boxes. I found all my Iceberg sneakers. I found a few things, man. So much stuff in there I found. Some dunks. I forgot I had. A bunch of nonsense. But
I forget about shit all the time.
Anyways, yeah, because you got about 6,000 pairs. What's the first topic? You want to talk NBA trades first?
Yeah, let's talk trades.
NBA first?
PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker to lead it off.
Man, drown
PJ Tucker's
yourself.
A Toronto Raptor.
Yes, altering, league-altering trade.
He's wearing Rising Suns today. Might be one of the most pivotal trades ever NBA trade deadline history.
P- pivotal. All right. And you know what's funny? You're the one that's making fun of it, but I'm going to be the one that gets the heat for it. I haven't said one word, but let's get this clear. All right. I said that PJ Tucker could shine on a team that doesn't need him as a leader or anything like that.
As an offense.
The Suns needed PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker, if you're in the sneaker community and you don't know who PJ Tucker is, slap your teeth one by one. Facts. All right. He's huge in the sneaker community. All right. Always on Soul Collector.
And he's a good person, even though he snubbed you for a high five.
No, he gave me a high five. He didn't want to at first, it looked like, but he still did. And I said PJ Tucker's a good person.
He's a good
dude. When we were at Heat of Soul Summit, yeah. And Devin Booker, I said he might be a jerk, all right? Oh, some of the stuff he was saying. I don't think I care for him. Yes, thank you. I don't know if I care for Devin Booker, all right, as young as he is, for some of the stuff that he was saying. But PJ Tucker signed everybody's autographs, took pictures with every single person, and looked at all the best-looking women. That's true story. Facts. Now.
Damn, his wife might be listening. Chill out, man.
She ain't listening to us. But these are facts. So. PJ Tucker going there, fine. That's good. They need him. They can use him.
I didn't know that. Has Sullinger played yet? Does he play? I thought he was good when he was with Boston.
They cut him.
Oh, they did? I didn't even know he was.
They cut him.
I didn't know he left Boston, number one. Yeah, secondly, I didn't know he was part of the PJ Tucker trade.
Yeah, Suns cut him. They got 2 second-round picks for him. So,
who's got traded? Oh, well, obviously, Boogie. We didn't talk about that last week.
That's the biggest trade.
That's the biggest trade, but he was suspended today or yesterday.
Sacramento got about 50 cents on the dollar.
I don't know, man.
That's about all he's worth right now.
They haven't won a single game yet with him. Not saying that they're not.
Well, you know. What's funny is I saw somebody tweeted afterwards. He went from a team that was 10 games out of the playoff race to a team that was 12 games out of the playoff race. I thought that was kind of funny or something like that.
It's just, I don't know. He kind of looks awkward out there. I doubt he stays there, signs with them. I mean,
he don't give a shit.
Yeah, he's always angry, man. And Alvin Gentry's not a good enough coach to handle.
Alvin Gentry's
like
a good coach.
Alvin Gentry's a good assistant coach.
He's
had 2 winning seasons out of 14 years of head coaching in the NBA.
Right. Has Mike Scott played yet? Did they cut him too? The Suns? He was good when he was with Atlanta.
Oh, you talking about all the emoji tattoos?
Yeah, I think
so. Oh, no. He had like a couple good games, and then he got noticed for emoji tattoos. He wasn't that good.
Oh, I thought he was good in Atlanta. I remember reading something
about
him.
He was like one of them cats that you get a big dunk at him and like, wow, 10 rebounds out of nowhere.
Well, Atlanta was good when he was there, though.
Yo, they had other players that were better.
Yes, thank you.
Spoiler alert, my list is kind of whacked today, I think.
What else happened?
How many times has Tyler Ennis been traded in his career? He's been in the league about like 4 years. He's been traded 17 times already.
Bro.
The Bulls trade.
Oh, they traded Gibson and McDermott to Thunder. That helps the Thunder. I think that helps under the basket presence.
2018 second-round pick.
And there's one thing that Gibson's good at. Is actually like when he gets the ball under the
bags.
Hoop, he can put the ball back in the hoop when he's under the hoop. Adams,
he played good defense.
Thunder, Adams, if he stays healthy, he got bad ankles. When Adams is under the hoop, he can't put the ball back in the hoop for some reason.
Cameron Payne, I guess, is someone the Bulls have high hopes on, but Anthony Morrow, someone the Bulls should have signed about 6 years ago, not in 2017. He used to be able to
Cameron
do things
Payne
when he
is
could
whack,
shoot. Though. Oh, it might be. I remember in college, he was at a small school. I think Murray State or something. He was balling.
I thought he was at North Carolina.
No.
Murray State? Oh.
Who else got traded?
It really wasn't that big.
Roy Hibbert got traded and didn't get no pub. I remember a couple years ago, Roy Hibbert, I talked about one of the best centers in the league.
And
then he got shook by somebody. Somebody fucked his wife. He got all messed up.
Dang!
No, I think something like that did happen.
I think Paul George banged his wife, and then he got all sad and stuff, and then he just never rebounded. Pause.
No, how do you marry somebody like that?
I don't know.
Like, how does that happen? It's like when Tony Parker was messing with, like, Brett Berry's wife or something like that, or one of them.
Or Amari Stoudemire and Steve Nash's wife. Like,
that wasn't Stoudemire? I thought it was Jason Richardson.
Oh, Nerlens Noel got traded.
Oh, no.
To the Mavericks.
Yep. Jason Richardson. Oh, dang. He was lit, too.
He was borderline lit.
He was a lit dunker.
I think I was watching SportsCenter the other day, and I realized that I really enjoy NBA highlights, but I don't enjoy NBA games.
That's true.
I just watch the highlights, and that's it. That's enough.
I'll tell you who had the best highlights. Kirk Heinrich. Rest in peace. All
right.
He was one of the greatest
spin,
players of all
that
time.
That spin pass travel was fire. That's in history.
Katie Hurt.
Katie hurt.
Matter?
Terrible. Of course it does.
Fuck no, it don't matter.
It matters.
He ain't shit.
Man, please.
They got How long are you going to hate Golden State?
They got
for?
Matt Barnes now. He's
How long are you going to hate
Matt
Golden
Barnes
State
OG.
For?
Matt Barnes is strictly out there to fight, right? And enforce.
Yeah, he's like the hockey enforcer.
He just got traded out there so he'd be closer to Jason Kidd's
house. And make like 30% of your wide open three-pointers.
Matt Barnes like officially becomes the defender of like the best player on the team. Somebody gets in Curry's face, he comes out of nowhere. He's done that for every single team he's been on. Somebody would get in Blake Griffin's face, here comes Barnes. Somebody would get in Nash's face or somebody's face, here comes Barnes. Like, out of nowhere.
He's a thug.
And he's good at it, you know, but he ain't no Kevin Durant.
Speaking of Matt Barnes, like, there's another big signing.
But the Warriors could be done, though, for a fact. Because
if he comes back for the playoffs, then they're good.
Okay, if he comes back for the playoffs. The problem is that they restructured the dynamic of the team to put him on there.
Yeah.
So it's not even like, oh, it's just the same team without Kevin Durant. Like, there's no Bogut, there's no Barnes, there's no, like.
Yeah, but what? I mean, they're
but they still have three superstars.
50-something and 9. Like,
you're right.
It's not like they're
still
have playoff spots already clinched.
I'm talking about in the playoffs, if he, you know, doesn't come back.
He'll probably be back for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So another big signing, Cleveland Cavaliers picked up Darren Williams. And possibly, I don't think Bogut signed yet.
Big signing.
It's a big signing considering they didn't have a backup point guard.
He's a trash can, though, now.
Well, no, this season he's been playing pretty good. A lot better than he has in the last few years.
He's
better.
Coming off the bench to, like,
backup Kyrie.
He's not expected to do major things, but he can handle the rock while Kyrie's on the bench.
I think Bogut is more important if they get Bogut than Darren Williams. I think.
So if Warriors at full strength versus Cavs with those two signings, who's winning an NBA Finals matchup?
I think it goes to 7.
Before those two guys got there, it's not even close. The Warriors, they played them twice and smashed them. Oh, no, wait. One was the last second shot on Christmas or whatever, right? Then the other time they killed them.
I think the one time in
I love the Cavs.
They only played twice.
Too.
They're in two different conferences.
Yeah, and go to State.
On
they
Christmas.
Got mocked, and then in Cleveland.
Yeah,
Cleveland
they made
won,
the last second shot on Kyrie's three or something.
Something.
I think Golden State wins that series easily because the teams.
They go to 6 or 7.
No, I'm saying before those changes happen, we'll have to see how good those two players are on that team before. I mean, at least before I know anything.
And Kevin Love right now is hurt, so he'll be back probably around playoffs or something like that. Embiid hurt again. Fine.
Ridiculous. I mean, I wouldn't say fine. You were talking about Greek Freak the other day. Embiid might have a better future than him if he can stay healthy.
Dang. Top 10 players all time.
But Embiid is
putting up numbers right now that's like historic. Now, granted, he's the third-year rookie. He's not a true rookie year. But still, he's putting up numbers that's historical for the number of minutes he played. Like, the efficiency he's putting up is no one's matched that.
But his future isn't brighter than Giannis, whatever his name is. It ain't brighter than his.
I mean, I don't know. If you're talking about, you know, injury factor, then yes, you're
it's
right.
Not
but
at
if
all.
You're talking about just like skill level, no. Embiid's out there hitting like 40% of his threes.
But
Embiid's 7 feet
but
tall.
He could also be in the top 10 ever, too. They both could get in eventually.
Okay, let's not be ridiculous, all right?
So seven.
Should we try to warn you about last week when you said that, or 2 weeks
so
ago?
Seven.
Yeah, and literally, you must have looked at the comments on YouTube and other things. People are like, what is George talking about?
Yeah, he's
people. You said right. Top 10 players of all time.
He could be. I said he has the potential. What are you talking
smoking
about?
Rocks,
how does he not have the potential? What are you talking about? I didn't think Kobe was going to be a top 10 player of all time when he got drafted.
I mean, no one did. He went like 16th or 17th.
14th to the Hornets.
When he got traded. Dropped it. They made a shoe for
D-Bach.
They made a shoe for it.
Yes. One of the worst trades in history.
But they didn't know. He was a kid.
Yeah.
I hate when
guy.
But I'm saying.
Yes. Antetokounmpo or whatever the hell his name is probably went in the second round. Or maybe he was undrafted free agent. Who knows?
No, I don't think it was. I think it was first round. I think it was top 10. Honestly, I think. I don't know. Anyways.
So speaking of seven-footers, what about Shaq picking on all the current big men in the NBA?
Well, okay. Well, let's set this, okay? Because this is kind of – this is why – this is kind of for you, okay?
This is for me.
So
– what's for me?
Obviously, JaVale McGee, Shaq got their little battle, obviously because of Shaq and the Fool. Always – I mean, he's a moron. I mean, just plainly put
Shaquille
it.
Shaquille O'Neal?
No. JaVale McGee, okay.
Shaquille O'Neal is also a moron.
I don't. It depends on
Shaquille
what you
Giannis
was right.
Went 15th
also
in that draft. That's not top 10.
Okay, thanks. Well, okay.
If Charles Barkley thinks you're a moron, I think you're a moron.
Okay, but Barkley can be a moron too.
Barkley is not a moron. Barkley's a good person.
Okay, So no,
Barkley is a supreme moron.
Top 10 best players of all time.
He's a supreme moron. Period.
Is Shaq picking on JaVale McGee? Bullying.
Yeah.
He's bullying him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's like, I mean, he's not, he's cyberbullying him. He's media bullying him.
Okay. Now, I was actually hoping you said that because you've actually bullied a few people out of our sneaker group. Shout out to ASU. Facts.
I bully people in the sneaker group.
That's cyber.
I don't bully them. I make fun of them.
You're a mean person.
Okay.
I don't bully them. I troll them.
Now, we
keep changing it every time.
Right. It's not bullying. It's trolling.
All right. So in the sneaker community, we make fun of people all the time. All right. And people, when we first started the podcast, literally people would say, oh, you guys are just three haters. Y'all just make fun of people, sneak dissing, y'all this, y'all that. Facts. Now, we do talk a lot of junk up here, and we talk a lot of junk in sneaker group. We talk a lot of junk.
I don't care.
We talk a lot of junk, period.
Yo, the beers just hit me. I'm kind of drunk.
Now, do you feel, now, like, even when we first started the first episode.
I hate Shaq.
The first episode of the podcast, and I had posted, when they put those
Listen, hold on a second. The NBA is corny in general from as far as those former players who all played in that same era and now are back doing color commentary and whatnot. It's they're all corny. Shaq's corny. Chris Webber's corny. Reggie Shaq Miller's corny. Charles Barkley's corny. They're all corny.
No, they're not.
What are you talking about?
No, they're not.
There's not a single one of them that you like.
Chris Webber.
I like all of them.
Chris Webber. No, you don't. You literally used to go on Twitter and just make fun of TNT and ESPN and whoever else.
Reggie Miller sucks.
Love TNT.
Yes, terrible and corny.
Reggie Miller sucks. No, no, no. Chris Webber's not bad.
Yes, he is. Are you insane? They're all terrible and corny. What Jalen Rose, what are you saying?
Can I say this? Chris Webber and Jalen Rose are who I hate. Everybody else, I'm fine.
Why do you hate? Oh my god, you're a weirdo, dude. You're literally a weirdo.
Who doesn't like TNT?
You like listening
Reggie
to Reggie Miller?
Reggie Miller is terrible.
Reggie Miller is the worst.
He's terrible
ever.
At color commentating.
And corny.
I'm talking about the TNT show, Shaq, Ernie, Kenny, them. That's why.
Okay, that's
I don't
fine.
Care about
you can
anybody
like that.
Else.
Yes, but that's their job is to be corny. Like they have a corny show. Like yuck
but,
it up.
No, but they're actually funny.
But Reggie sucks at everything.
They're Ernie is funny making fun of them, and it makes it a better atmosphere.
Barkley is funny.
Okay, that's because he's wacko.
Hilarious.
If you sat with those
Shaq and Barkley going at it are funny.
Jeff Van Gundy is the best commentator
Jeff
ever.
Jeff Van Gundy is great.
End of discussion. Mark Jackson's salty because the Warriors are good and he's not their coach.
He is salty. He has to be, but he isn't acted like it.
He's got undertones. Anytime the Warriors are brought up, he gets a little
TNT's Inside the NBA is one of the best sports shows on TV. It is. It's hilarious.
It's whack.
All right. What?
It's whack.
Bruh, come on, man.
I literally, on Thursday nights, go to TNT halftime just to watch.
Okay.
Yeah, but Barkley is on there. Like, if Jordan was on there, I'd probably watch it, too. You're not telling me nothing.
Okay.
Barkley's greater than
Jordan. All right. Back to the topic.
Barkley is better than Jordan.
You crazy if you think them cats ain't corny. They're all corny. That whole generation
is
corny.
Hilarious. All right. Maybe talking about people and making fun of people, that stuff is hilarious. Literally right up our alley. All right. Reggie Miller actually commentating basketball.
None of them are funny.
You must have watched in a very long time. Barkley
you
talking
think
about
Kenny Smith is
funny.
A funny person and like
I'm talking about Barkley and Shaq. Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson are literally like the buffers for their nonsense.
Except Kenny Smith's not a funny person at all. Ernie is actually a funny person. He has like the rimshot jokes at the end that like brings it all together.
When Barkley is when making fun of the Suns or making fun of San Antonio or OKC or tears, all right? And then when Kenny Smith keeps egging him on to make fun of stuff.
Kenny and Barkley have great dynamic.
Is literally tears, okay? When he sits there and he was acting like he was eating the churros and he was like...
Or when, the time he was talking about the Phoenix
corn
Stadium,
the Suns.
Corn the time was he's talking about, and Kenny was just like,
you ain't
"What about the nachos?"
Years,
Kenny said, what
"Every
about the
single
nachos?
One of those people is bad at their job.
It's like
every
it's
single
like,
one of them.
It's like Greg and I, how we have great dynamic, and then like you're like Shaquille O'Neal,
like Gary Payton, awful.
Who
are These people aren't on here. I don't care about them.
Because they're all Area 21 analysts.
Because he does Area 21 with Kevin Garnett.
I've never seen Gary Payton do an NBA game.
What are you talking about? NBA Channel. He works for NBA Channel and does games with them.
I don't care about the NBA Channel.
So you're not talking. Hold on a second. You're not talking about no one who does analysis of basketball. You're just talking about that studio show.
I'm talking about them.
That's not the NBA. That's them being on a comedy show being corny. That's nothing to do with basketball.
But I'm talking about Shaq. Shaq the Fool is on TNT inside the NBA.
But then you're talking about him having some beef with McGee.
Yeah, started by Shaq the Fool.
But I'm just talking about TNT, they're on the show. Thursday you started nights. Talking about how whack the show. I don't care about the show. That's not the topic. The topic is Shaq the Fool during inside the NBA. Him always making fun of JaVale McGee because JaVale McGee is always doing something ridiculous in a game on the thing. Yeah. Is it now? And then I correlated it to us, people trying to say that we bully sometimes. And the fact that Simple has actually
trolled, bullied people completely
off of the internet.
I'm not saying their names, but
there are two people. That you trolled, went in on, trolled, facts, never trolled. Came back to the one. Never came back.
You yes, they deleted their whole internet.
One never came back to the group.
They don't even.
What
have,
are you talking?
They don't
about?
Have Wi-Fi anymore.
The person that said they were designing cleats.
I think
whoever
that, I think
never
that might have
came
been,
back.
I think that might have been different.
Whoa, why is that different?
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of people that used to be in there all day long commenting, doing whatever, that don't go in there no more.
People know
like,
who that
no,
is.
No.
Chill out.
But those people were regular until he went
Don
in.
Don knows who that
on
is.
The, I
what
don't
I'm
care
saying
who,
is,
everybody knows who
I
they are in
that's,
here.
My point is, I don't think that's the reason why people don't. There's a lot of people that don't go in there anymore.
No.
Because it's, we don't
two,
really go in there
those
anymore.
Those two didn't. Because of that, I know for a fact one of them didn't come back because somebody else told me that like after.
Oh well, if you heard something from someone, then start the story with that.
Yeah, but the person that that said they were going to design cleats for Cespedes was in there regularly until they got into that argument about it and never came back. Never came back one time until he got tagged by somebody else and then he told Simple, "Don't you ever effing tag me ever again." Cold hard facts. Is that a fact?
A fact.
The other person. Was posting pictures from a trip, went in on him. That never came back fully.
I thought that
ever.
Was someone else who.
It was someone else. Well, yeah, but it started with someone else started it, and then he went wild with it.
That actually,
these are true
those weren't even
stories.
Then there's actually three.
there's other ones. Now I've been a jerk to plenty of people in the group. I have never moved anybody out of it. All right, that's actual bullying. Now I don't care. All right.
I was trolling them.
Okay, that's not
trolling.
It was
playful banter.
No, it wasn't. It's not playful banter.
Actual
bullying. No, this is the thing. It's not playful banter when that person isn't witty enough to defend themselves. It's trolling. If you're trolling me or George, because we're just we troll each other all day in a thread. We make fun of each other all day. If somebody can't defend themselves and they're actually making phone calls to other actually making phone calls to other people asking
why
is Ryan treating
me
like that? That's a bully. Now, when we first started the podcast, I had posted the picture when SneakerCon comes to every city, they post on feed pics. I posted it in a sneaker group, a Reebok group. I thought like it was funny. Cats were calling me a bad father because I was making fun of people how they wear their sneakers. Granted, everybody makes fun of how Kanye looks. How you know other people? How other people look, dress, wear? Celebrities dress. Celebrities do this every single time, everywhere. So, is Shaq bullying JaVale McGee, or is this just having fun?
I think
JaVale McGee is a wimp because his mom came to
Shaq
his defense.
I think Shaq is having fun in the same way that I have.
Wait,
fun.
Do you get the sense that JaVale McGee is not like a creative enough person in his head to like
He's
say
not.
Funny stuff?
He's not.
Oh, I mean,
because every time they talk,
I guess I've never. I just assume since he's that goofy, he like could say funny stuff.
They're like, you didn't see all the tweets and all that stuff.
Nah.
Oh, he's like, you know, keep my nuts out of your mouth. You're a coon, all that type of stuff. And that's not witty stuff. Because Shaq can go back and forth like that. Like you have to have a, especially if you're making $1 million a year. Now we, like I said, we make fun of how people wear their sneakers, how their socks look. How they clothes look. And this is not to say we wear our stuff the best or we're the best dressed or anything like that. Is it fine to even bully in the sneaker community? because it's
there's a lot of stuff to bully in the sneaker community because the sneaker community is so like broad and has so many different walks of life in it. I mean, it's there's a lot of stuff to make fun of in the sneaker community. Like, I mean, it's easy. Like, people wearing Nike socks with Adidas shoes. I mean, people that never bought Adidas before and then now it's all they wear. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things to bully in the sneaker community.
Is it okay?
I mean, define,
or is it just fun?
Your definition of okay. I mean, is it okay? Like, I don't say anything about anybody that I wouldn't say to them through a DM or to their face.
Yeah, but that's after the fact. You would never DM them. You would put it up there publicly. You wouldn't DM them first. Oh, yeah.
Publicly is, you know, I'm saying it to them. I tag them in it.
On Instagram, you notice people wear stuff they can't wear in sneaker groups, you know? And this is more of like fun, all right? Like, I don't care. I'm not bullying anybody on how to wear their stuff or how to wear it. But if you wear it whack, if you put yourself out there and put your picture on there, you're setting yourself up for that. Like, that's truth. Just nothing to do about it. Yeah. But I had got into it with some guy, and he must listen to the podcast. I don't even know who it is, and I don't want to disrespect him if he listens every week. But he posted a picture
Thank
of
you for listening.
The one that I sent you, where he posted a picture of something, and then he put thoughts. Like, he wanted everyone's thoughts on it. And I said, those are trash cans or something. Got super mad at me.
What were they?
I don't remember. I sent the screenshot to you guys.
You're a bad person.
And I said,
it was like recently?
Oh, I think it was, yeah, it was something recent. I said, those suck. And then he was like, oh, but you're the guy who said Space Jams wouldn't sell out. He'll try again. Like,
suck my dick, like, Greg.
He said something crazy. But anyways, I don't even think, I don't know. I just thought it was funny at the fact that, you know, I think JaVale McGee is a klutz and a wimp. If your mom has to come on there and be like, leave my son alone, and the Warriors call TNT to complain about it. And who else called TNT? Or was it just the Warriors? I think it was the Warriors or JaVale McGee's mom or something.
I mean, it's
like your mom coming up to your school like you're being picked on.
The problem is that like the two guys that Shaq's made his like center of attention to clown on are like the two biggest pussies ever. Dwight Howard is a fucking pussy too. And Shaq's been picking on him for years. He's
Brandon
the biggest crybaby.
Brandon Knight's kind of in that goofy list too. He's like a Shaq to the Fool Hall of Famer. Right?
Brandon Knight is irrelevant. Brandon Knight, we couldn't trade Brandon Knight for free.
Trade him for free, yeah. Put him outside. What a sign.
He's on the curb. If anybody wants him, just come pick him up.
What else are you talking about today? So
we're talking about
rich kids
still trapping.
Awesome. So that's the okay.
So does it, like, if you're just a rich fucking person that can just walk in a Flight Club and buy whatever you want, and it's of no, like...
Well, let's talk about who we're talking about. Not necessarily who we're
talking about.
Okay, wait, okay. We're
you got
not...
specific names?
We're not being haters.
We're not being haters.
We're not. I don't want anybody to think, like...
We're sneak dissing.
We're hating on people. This is pretty
I think we're always hating.
We're sneak dissing.
I don't
that's
know
just
if you can be hating. Is it hating? Okay.
It's a question.
Okay, let's go with this. Okay, so the thing that we talked about today.
I mean, I would prefer to be much wealthier than I am, if that's what you're asking me.
But see, that doesn't qualify.
Well, let me
I'm
ask
not
you
talking
this. Like,
about that. I'm talking
like if
about
if you took your mom's credit card and walked in a Flight Club and bought a pair of Mags, every Yeezy, and then,
oh
like,
yeah, you
and
can't
then,
stunt,
and then
stuff.
Vlogged
yeah,
about
no,
it.
No,
was
no.
Like, oh hey, what's up, man? Right. My name's nah. George, and like I just bought these four pairs of Mags, and like. I just also got every Yeezy Boost for over retail, and I'm gonna wear them all. And I'm doing
Yeezy Boost,
and I'm doing a giveaway at 530,000 likes on this page. And like, bro, hit me up.
Okay,
like,
if you want some
Crep Protect, I'll give it away for free.
All right, let's set it up. Okay,
let's set it up.
There's plenty of people in the sneaker community, and these are public figures, so it's
fuck
not bad.
Crep Protect, by the way, fuck you, Crep Protect, for fucking not sponsoring us and sponsoring fucking people that are shittier than
look
us.
At his face.
So fuck you. Continue.
Are you done?
Continue.
You might want to write the time down on that.
I'm leaving it. I don't
so
it.
So continue.
So
yeah, fuck
the
you,
look on your face didn't say you leaving it.
Well, I mean,
you gonna change your mind
I
when
mean,
you get home, like you always do.
No,
fuck
I'm not.
Crep Protect
I'm
and their
not.
Fucking bike riding bitch that fucking does kickflips and whatever the fuck he does.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Okay. Well, just to be clear,
rejuvenator for life.
Anyways,
Unless you want to pay us. If you want to pay us, give us a call.
Anyway, I mean,
you might want to write the time down.
I got to write the time down, man.
Damn. You're going to take me out again? You're going to censor me again?
I don't want to. I'm not fine. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. All right.
Might as well let me talk about the vloggers.
Can you let me set this up?
Set it up.
All right. We're getting out of control in here. All right, let's set this
up. I'm not doing anything.
All right. Okay, chill. Set this up. All right.
All right.
Chill.
Like this.
All right.
Put his hands out.
Public
Children.
Figures.
Children.
All right. All right.
Public figures we're talking about. We're talking about cats like, what's his name? Money Kicks?
Yes.
Money Kicks. We're talking about vloggers like Just Win. We're talking about, what's homeboy name? That's like next
Wake
door to
Linder or something.
Linder.
Wake Linder.
Linder. And we're talking about maybe Booming Kicks, man. What's his name? Benjamin
you
Kicks.
You just said that. He was the first one you said.
No, I said Money Kicks.
He said,
okay.
Dubai
now,
man.
This is what we want to talk about. Do they have a place in the sneaker culture to have such a following? These are individuals who I'm going to, I think, possibly get paid to go places, all right? The sneaker events. They fly across the country to sneaker events. They have the biggest following ever. If you're a rich kid, do you have a place in the culture and should have a following like you do?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying if someone is not them themselves, if their parents are independently wealthy and then they're stunting like they did something to get the shoes, is that what you're saying? I mean, in general, on Instagram, the whole thing of you have money so you can get shoes and you think you're better than someone is a problem in general.
In general.
People who think they're cool because they have money and can, or just think they're cool because they can buy shoes and other people can't buy shoes is ridiculous. It's a freaking shoe. It's a shoe.
Wait. Well,
if you think you're cooler than someone else because you can get a shoe because you can, you don't,
like, because you can
paying
pay
$1,500 is nothing to you, then that's ridiculous.
Like, let me tell you something. We all have careers. We all have jobs. We all make good livings for ourselves. And I still take pride in getting the best, absolute 100% best deal I can get on anything. Shout out to my swoosh plugs. Shout out to winning raffles. Like, I still sit at my fucking computer and try to get Yeezys because I want them for retail. I don't want to pay $600 for a pair of sneakers.
I don't think it's bad that they have the ability to do that. That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what I said.
My point is, somebody like a Money Kicks shouldn't have a following because of that.
Because they have the money to do whatever they want.
Right. Because any of them could be
But that's the society we live in. Look at the fucking Kardashians. Look at, like, anything. Like, people are obsessed with, like, the fucking lifestyle of doing nothing and having everything. Like, that's what people are obsessed with these days.
I mean, like, I guess that's, like,
that's life.
Well, I guess that's like the women who are obsessed with the Kardashians and the guys that are obsessed with cats like them.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me and they said, like, well, what about, because it was you. We talked about Fat Joe and them before. I'm not talking about like Fat Joe and all of them. I appreciate them.
I'm not either. They weren't. I assume, I don't know everything about Fat Joe growing up, but I assume he's from the Bronx or the slums or whatever.
Right.
And made his money later on.
That's
once he made a skill.
I feel that
I'm talking about people who are born rich.
You're Big Sean and you fly to Dubai to hang out with a fucking 12-year-old,
sure, he got paid though. He got paid though. He has to have gotten paid.
Well, I don't think any of these people are going there just for that.
No, they're not.
Maybe Silento did because he spent an unnatural amount of time at that farm or whatever.
He got paid to perform and stuff there.
Maybe he did, but. All like Mariah Carey is not going to Dubai to hang out with Money Kicks.
No,
like,
she's
they just
paid.
They were doing a show there, and then they were like,
"You think he hit? Real talk. You think he hit?
No. I hope not. I'm just gonna say I hope not.
There's no rules there.
Not even putting
it's
that
like,
out there.
It's like the jungle. There's no rules there. You can do whatever you want. You can fuck anybody.
I'm assuming they were doing a show, and then someone was like, "Oh, meet this super rich family that has their own zoo in their backyard,"
and
then he just
you.
Happened to be there.
No, he flies. He flies people out.
Nah, I don't think so.
No,
I don't buy that.
He does.
Well, he doesn't do anything because he doesn't have any money. His parents have money.
Okay, we'll come look at Ligers.
If you got, like, what's them cats' name? Crew? If you got them cats out there, I'm sure he flew them out there.
I'm sure he probably
flew them out there. Oh, yeah. The apartment they stayed in was his own thing.
Right. I'm sure he owned it.
And Money Kicks.
Yes, but they're not celebrities, though. They're, like, people, you know, people know him on Insta. Like, they have a following on Instagram. They have 100,000 followers. So Money Kick, not celebrities.
If Money Kick, paying Big Sean to come out there and perform and do stuff.
None of those people are going to Dubai to just see him.
George
Martin. Doing shows there in general.
No, they're not just there and then, like, we're going to go see them. Not all of them. Some of these people.
If you think Mariah Carey literally would go to Dubai just to see him, you're crazy.
No, no. I said Mariah Carey got paid to go do that.
What do you, I mean, do you think that they have, like, some unlimited fund to pay all these celebrities to go?
Yes, his dad is, like, the fucking king of the world.
What are you freaking talking about?
Listen, seen if Money Kicks fucking called you.
King of the world, right?
George Martin, if Money Kicks fucking called you.
I'm not a celebrity. Of course I'm taking the money.
Like, and he was like, I'll fucking pay you. I'll just fly you out. You can stay in my fucking bedroom with me in a twin bed.
No,
but
no,
you need to fucking,
absolutely not.
But
then
you need to fucking kiss the ring.
No, okay.
And you have to suck up to him.
Right. No,
and you have to be his fucking.
Yeah, he's drunk.
Are
he said
you,
earlier, he's
you
drunk.
Wilding
I'm drunk.
Out.
I'm drunk. Yeah.
He said earlier,
Maria.
They
drunk.
Get paid.
Mariah Carey is not going to Dubai just to do that. She's doing a show. She's got to be there for some other reason.
You're
smoking
must have never
rocks,
heard these
so.
People talk. Like, people get flown out there to do stuff specifically for that. They pay like Drake, Future, and them like, oh yeah, we'll give you like, you know, all this insane amount of money to come out there and just do a show for like a 16-year-old birthday party. These are cold, hard facts.
Yes, it happens in everything. They pay Tiger Woods to go to the tournament in Dubai, $2 million. But he has to go to the tournament. He's not going to someone's house with a zoo. You know, you see what I'm saying?
But I'm saying
Tiger's going to that tournament for $2 million, and then maybe they pay.
That's part of them paying her to come.
Well, who's them then? Who?
I bet they paid her to come.
It can't just be his family.
I mean, look, bro. Them cats have animals, tigers, and bears and stuff. Now, these are rich people, all
right? You're right.
Like,
but Dubai
it's
also.
Not like, it's
Dubai
not like
is very
I'm
westernized.
There,
you know
them.
What I mean? Like, people are going there to do shows because they have fans there. That's what that's those.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so she did the same performance she did on New Year's.
But, okay. Either way, those cats shouldn't be part of the like leaders of the culture, all right, of the sneaker community, period.
Well,
all right,
I hope no one thinks they're a leader. I mean, if they do,
bro,
man.
People, you send us stuff that people say to the Boost God. All right, he's officially a leader of the sneaker community.
He has a cult. He has a cult.
Facts.
He has a cult.
Money Kicks, Boomin Kicks, Autumn Kicks. Everybody are official leaders and worshipped idols of the sneaker community.
By a small portion of the community, yeah, you're right.
Well, if you're talking about hundreds of thousands of followers, and
they
you look
don't
at the
have
comments,
hundreds of thousands, though.
What? I mean,
which ones are you
000,
talking about?
Fine, Boomin Money Kicks. He's like 45,000 followers, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
You look more at
the.
Than that.
I think it's way more than that. You look
over
at the 100K. Comments. I'm such a fan. What the heck are you
I'll
a
suck
fan
your dick.
Of? Like, what are you a fan of? Like, you're talking about a 14-year-old kid that goes, I got kicks.
Oh, that's racist as fuck, bro.
What? He has braces. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you put the
But
the
this is but these are facts.
Boston accent on
you look at the comments.
It's embarrassing. We've talked about this. It's embarrassing for people to act like that.
You heard that.
Beyond embarrassing.
Trejo.
People that sit there and respond. People that
throwing
sit
his friend
there,
under the bus.
People that sit there and respond to Boost God.
Yes, it's embarrassing.
All nonsense is nonsense. They've officially made
but
him.
But I don't think they're leaders of anything. Now
he is a leader of the the sneaker community. Facts now. That's made by the people.
How many people out there you know don't even like Boost? Or don't, I mean, there's a Boost is a small portion of what you're talking about with sneakers.
Rich Mike doesn't like Boost.
There you go. So
Mike Rich.
He probably doesn't like his followers.
But Mike Rich not liking Boost, I feel is a geographical thing. That's just an Atlanta southern thing.
It doesn't matter. The point is, you're saying he's a leader of the sneaker community. Maybe with Boost, he's a leader. But he has his follower count on YouTube is 70,000. That's not like.
Would you be shocked?
Casey Neistat has 5 million subscribers. I
would
mean,
you
it's
be
completely
shocked
different level.
If Boost God was sitting in the complex round circle to talk about sneakers, would you be shocked? I wouldn't. Because he's, I'm talking about dubbed by the public.
Well, he was
something.
Talking about going on that one podcast, and actually he should be on this podcast, not that one, because that one's whack.
He won't be on this podcast because you guys... But heads.
Yeah. My 25 Boosts.
The Boost snob
nowhere
and the
near
Boost
his
gods.
250
Can they coexist?
But anyways, that other show is, well, what might be interesting is the other show he's going on is like cats who are from our era that worship Jordans and old stuff and whatnot. And he is literally only.
What's the other podcast called?
Boost. I don't even know. It's the dude who used to work for Finish Line. He used to like do like a live Facebook thing, and now apparently it's a podcast. I don't know. Who knows? But anyways, you're right about the followers. It's embarrassing how some of those people act. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're...
Are you saying that Sneak Disc followers don't worship us?
What are you talking about? Are you drunk?
Hey. Sneak Disc followers...
No, again...
I hope they don't.
No child...
Don't ever worship this podcast.
No child...
Just listen every week. Now.
Well, I mean, worship enough to give us a lot of money, and then we can shower ourselves.
Worship us with your money.
I don't want the followers' money.
I'm not talking about the followers' money. I'm talking about corporate money. But give me corporate money.
Okay. Kids, 14 years old, shouldn't have such a... shouldn't have such a place in the sneaker community.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They
shouldn't. You shouldn't be able to buy anything you want and act like...
That's what I said.
And look at me.
You're somebody.
Okay. Period. That's
right. If you can afford to buy shoes and pay $2,500 for a zebra, and then you put it on camera like, hey, I got zebras and you don't, and you were born rich,
then go fuck yourself.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. You're not special for that.
The guy who sent us an email, shout out to him, I'm not going to say his name, put it best. They're actual false idols. That's exactly what they are. They are worshipped. People worship the Boost God, all right? Worship him.
I just don't like to call, I don't know, I have a hard time saying any of them are idols, even though false idol is a negative thing. None of those people are important
to
me.
Not to us. I understand what you're saying,
but just saying the word idol, like none of those people are important to me at all.
Okay.
None of them.
Okay, but
now, do I watch videos on YouTube? Yeah, because I like being entertained. Sometimes it's better than watching a TV show. But I don't watch that show and like immediately, oh my God, comment on it or like it or go do what they're doing. No, I don't do none of that. But I don't even have a YouTube account.
Other people do.
But people.
I understand that. That's what he's saying. It's absolutely ridiculous for someone to act like that and send some of those things to these people like, oh my God, you guys are the best. This, that. I don't remember what that one thing was that I sent you. I mean, I've sent a lot of things, obviously, where the people are worshiping whoever they are. It's ridiculous.
People stand in line to have them sign their Yeezys and Jordans.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Right. Like, if somebody asked me to sign their Jordan, my signature on the fucking Jordan would devalue it.
That's the problem I have, too, is the fact that they're signing sneakers of actual people who are doing something. You can never sign a regular person should not be able to sign the sneaker of the greatest basketball player of all time.
Of all time.
Period.
Speaking of which, did you ever send that beater out?
No, because he hasn't given it to me yet.
Oh, man. Beater man, if you're listening.
Beater alert.
Beater alert. It's coming. We'll all sign it for you. Sneak this official beater.
I'm not right on it. He said he's going to do an unboxing. He said he's going to do an unboxing on his video.
We all have to sign it.
I'm not going to sign
this. Just sneak this beater. We got to sign it. Send him a headshot of all of us.
You got to remind me in the morning or like the night before.
I actually remind you in the morning. And you were like, I still forgot.
Did you? Caramba.
I wrote you at 6 in the morning. And you was like, I still forgot. Anyways.
Text me at night so I can put it in the bag.
Anyways, but no, I just, and I'm not, we're not hating. I'm not.
In general, like I said, in general, if you have the means to get something,
you just
that
have
other
the
people
means.
Don't. You're not special. And the fact that people online or whatever in any facet think that you are special because your parents are rich and you have the means to get something is ridiculous.
That's
a problem in general. It's not only shoes. It's anything. Rich kids that have the like Instagrams where they have like what's the one where they have like boats and helicopters and cars and shit.
My
like
Instagram?
No, the kids. Like there's an Instagram that's like Russians rich kids and like Americans rich kids and they like compete back and forth or something like that.
They
do is like yachts and helicopters. Like who can do the most opulent shit? Like it's just completely stupid.
Because I don't care when other people's like regular people, you get a Yeezy.
If you earned your money, if your dad built a business from the ground up and is doing stupid shit on Instagram, by all means. But if you're born rich and you literally have done nothing to get to where you're at, why?
Like you shouldn't, like I'm saying,
I don't feel
I mean, you might be special to yourself or whatever.
And to your parents.
You're not special for the reasons we're saying.
Yeah, you're not special for the sneaker community.
And
you're not special for being able to buy shit when you have money. What else do you do with money?
Because they could actually be that with anything. They could buy cars. They could do whatever they want with some of the money that they have. So, like, the fact that they're doing it with sneakers right now is fine. And they're more than welcome to be a part of the community. They just shouldn't be so revered and, like, worse. I mean, these cats are, like, doing stuff like, if I could get to 150 likes, then I'm looking. And they're, like, 130. And I'm like, what the heck? Who the heck is doing this? It's insane to me. Now, back to, like, celebrities. We said about celebrities. When we talked about celebrities buying stuff, I'm glad a Fat Joe is a part of the sneaker community and wears sneakers and things like that, and Mark Wahlberg and all them. I don't like when people like them try to, like, find a place in it, like, find a cement themselves in it, a sneaker shop. They want this. They want that. Like, that's, to me, is insane. I don't need a Fat Joe sneaker shop. I don't need a DJ Khaled sneaker shop. I don't need that, because now you're pushing out the regular people who have sneaker shops. I need you to do a collab every once in a while with Jordan. That's what I need you to do to Mark Wahlberg, Fat Joe, all of them. I don't need them to find a place and move out people from the culture. Like,
about Cause?
Yeah, but everyone who's like that is they get one. Well, maybe it's human nature, but anyone who gets a little piece of success wants more success. That's really what it is.
But, like, in the sneaker community, like, it's crazy. It's like, you're successful in what you do, and we're glad that you are a part of this. You don't need to have, like, a sneaker shop. Like, that's just, it's just not to me. I feel like it's just insane, because now you have the option to sell Jordans from day one and stuff because of who you are and the money you might spend to do so. You're pushing out the smaller people in the culture who are trying to work themselves up. I don't like that.
Is this an anti-celebrity take from Gregory?
It's not anti-celebrity. I'm not anti-celebrity.
You worship Trump celebrities. That's what I'm saying.
You say what?
You worship celebrities. That's what I'm saying.
I don't worship celebrities. Yes, like who?
What do you mean, like who?
Who do you see me? I don't worship these people.
YG?
Anytime we make fun of people, you always have their back. Like the Kardashians and Kanye and Scott Disick and all those people. I used to make fun of them all the time. And you're YG? Like, nah, the people cool in my book.
You wanted James Harden's because YG wore them.
What that got to do with bashing celebrities?
Worship.
I don't worship any celebrity.
You have a Scott Disick poster in your office.
Scott Disick is the man, all right? And I don't have a poster. Okay, all right? Kardashians, I don't care about them. Like, I'm not going to bash anybody who's making money doing stuff. How they started out is insane, but they actually legitimately have businesses now. Like, they legitimate stuff now, all right? How they got it is insane, all right? Anybody else? I don't worship any celebrity. None of them. I don't care about them.
You worship false idols.
This is your first anti-celebrity take on the sneak diss.
I have never been pro-celebrity for anything. We did a show about how Fat Joe is bad for the culture. All right? Facts. He was hanging out with Money Kicks. Is that a grown man hanging out with a 13-year-old kid?
Yeah, but I don't think...
buying sneakers.
He's not like the level of celebrity that some of those other people are.
You worship Anthony Anderson.
Like, we wouldn't even be talking about Fat Joe if he hadn't done that. You know what I mean? He was like on the back burner of the back burner.
I like Fat Joe music.
Yeah, everyone does. Terror Squad's been doing it. But that, I mean, that's irrelevant in this
anyways,
conversation. You worship Anthony Anderson.
To say Anthony Anderson's a great... What are you talking about? You
model your whole life after him.
I think he took Molly. I think it was a Molly.
I actually
beers,
wish I so. Could model my life after Anthony Anderson.
Every time I watch Black-ish, all I think about is you.
What else? What I was saying, I don't care for those people personally, myself.
I'm not thinking of you. To me, it's the culture in general of people, again, who are rich and thinking they're cooler because they're rich. And not, I don't mean people who made their wealth. I'm talking about people who were given their wealth.
They weren't even given. They just take it from their parents.
Or that. Yeah, same shit.
Top 10.
Is that where we're at?
I think so. I mean, what else are
we
going
to talk about?
I mean, we were going to talk about Sheether, but do we really need to?
Nah, I don't care. I mean,
Nicki Minaj got fucking taken.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean nothing.
No, I mean,
like, Remy Ma bodied Nicki Minaj means nothing because Remy Ma's not going to be performing at the Grammy. Yeah. She's not going to be performing at MTV Awards, none of that stuff. That's Nicki Minaj is going to forever do that.
I did see something funny, though, since you brought that up. Somebody on Twitter, after Trump's speech, they said the Democrats should have let Remy Ma respond. That shit had me in tears.
And no one has ever said, I mean, Remy Ma's hands down a better rapper than Nicki Minaj, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
There's a million rappers out there better than Drake, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Like, well, it goes back to what you're talking about. There's probably someone who's not rich who has better content than Money Kicks or whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Who's not worshipped.
Stinky's
same thing.
Podcast.
Well, there you go.
And
us.
We're not.
It's all about perception. I mean, it's perception in general in this world. I mean, that's everything.
I guess. I just, I've never, that's not even like the goal for this podcast for me. It's the goal of the podcast. Everybody listen, take some out of it, listen to our opinions. And I would love to somebody to pay us and sponsor us. I would, but I don't ever want anybody to think that we think we're better. I mean, we're better than other sneaker podcasts. But I don't want them to think that we think we're special or anything like that. They think
I'm no, I how actually, anyone could just be like, let's go talk on radio and then we're and then all of a sudden we're cooler because we talk on radio. No, that's ridiculous to have that thought. Like, yes, content matters. Our content might be better than your content, but if I'm not going to get to, I'm not going to feel better about myself because I was like, hey, I can go record my voice on tape and I'm cooler now than I was before I recorded my voice on tape. No, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel that even watching a lot of the content that is provided by these kids and videos, they're absolutely nothing. And I think that's why they gain the followings that they do, because obviously I think these people that follow them and listen to them, they're not listening or following us anyways. These are other kids, most likely. I mean, their age demographic of people that probably watch them is probably like 7 to 16, all right? So listening to us, to them, is way past their attention span. So they have to watch. That's a fact. Like, they have to watch another kid be like, yo, just bought the biggest NMD, most pairs I've ever bought in my life. And they can watch that for 12 minutes and go about their day and comment and say, yo, you're the best. Yo, you get all the heat. Man, bro, good looking out. Like, these cats actually get messages like, yo, don't let anybody hate on you.
Bro. Oh, yeah, that's the worst. Thing. That's the worst
part. Those are the absolute worst. And Simple has done that a few times.
Yes. What I do?
He's guilty.
Send those messages like, don't let anybody hate on you, bro. Keep doing your thing. Facts.
Hold me to Ronnie Fogg.
Right. I just, and maybe.
Let me tell you something.
And maybe it's not them. It's them for. Just
if I go to a sneaker store and I hold a rare shoe in my hand and I put it next to my face and I do this, I know nobody can see my face, and I make a thumbnail picture and my vlog is called holding one of the rarest sneakers ever in sneaker history that I don't even fucking own, you're corny as fuck. Go fucking get a fucking rope, hang it from your ceiling, jump off a fucking chair.
All right. Well, what was that?
Don't censor me.
Yeah, no, I think that, yeah, I just think it's insane. I think everybody in the culture community, and you know what's funny? A lot of these people that you go look at their pages that they're like liking this and saying these comments, they don't even got sneakers on their pages and stuff. That's what I find weird too. It's not like they're sneaker collectors. And I think the people that listen to us are obviously between 21 and, you know, 40, you know, 50, whatever. I don't know how old they are, but. I don't know.
You want to talk about the vlogger that bailed on us? Was that about that? Or you want to talk about that?
I mean, I don't even care that he bailed on us. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that I don't like seeing him so often for not really doing anything.
Let me tell you, somebody who's vlog, and I know I said this last week, but I honestly go on YouTube and look up Mike Rich's videos, because his videos, not only are they entertaining, but they're not like, he's not like, oh, look what I got that you don't. Like, he's like a real cat. Like, he's a real cat with a real job that gives his opinion of sneakers that he loves. He buys shit that he loves, and he reviews shit that he loves, not shit that, like, he thinks is hype. And I appreciate that.
I mean, I prefer to watch his.
Over anybody's.
Now, everybody else is entertained. I've only ever seen one or two of. What's his name? Omar?
Omar.
I've only ever seen one or two of his. They make no sense. They're not worth the attention
I bought this shoe in my hand because of Rich Mike's vlog.
But I'm not being a hater on it. Please, get your money, do what you do, become bigger. That's the thing. I just don't understand the allure of it. I don't. It's not providing any opinion that holds a lot of self-worth. It's no worth in the opinion. But anyways, I guess we can get off of that. I mean, we've said what we had to say. And if you want to take it as hate, take it as hate. If you want to say we're dissing.
Oh, most of the stuff I said was pure hatred.
I don't give a shite.
Well, you're drunk. But Gregory, yeah, you're a hater. But that's all right.
What?
We're all haters.
I guess we are haters. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not a hater.
I think
You're a hater. We're all haters. We created a show specifically to hate on people. So I mean, that's the best part.
That is not why we created this show.
That's what we do.
It's what we do. We don't hate on everybody.
I mean,
we've never hated on anybody.
Well, you're technically right.
Okay, hated on people.
But here, let me say this. So, we don't. I'm not like I wouldn't expect anyone to stop what they're doing because I say you suck at what you're doing. If you're making money that way, continue. You're on your grind.
Do your thing.
But I'm still gonna make fun of people who do corny shit. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry.
And we make fun of everybody who do corny stuff. All right. I don't want anybody to think we're hating on these kids.
I think six is only I have look a problem right and like nine kids. And a half and lower. If you were bigger than nine and a half, gigantic. But
they're not that bad.
All-Star Sixes.
Oh, we're holding All-Star Sixes in our hand.
These, I think the way the leather looks makes it better than
it looks good.
What it does on video. It doesn't, on video, it looks better
in hand. Yeah. On videos, they look awesome.
Well, watch,
photos.
Watch Mike Rich's video review of these.
In hand, they look fire. Better. Is there anything else?
These have 3M on them.
I feel like we have something else we're talking about.
Just shoot
Top 10.
Adidas buying an island for anybody to run the 40-yard dash.
What? We never talked about it. That was in the group chat?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Well, what did they say? Adidas will buy an island for the person?
If you break the 40 record by Chris Johnson, they'll buy you an island. Last year was $1 million.
This is the NFL Combine.
Yes.
Chris Johnson ran a three.
What did he run?
Two? A three? No, 4.24.
4.24.
What did Deion run?
It was faster, but they didn't have that electronic timing then. Supposedly it was faster. So was Randy Moss.
I mean, why can't they just give him an Adidas contract? Like, why?
I think they are. the whole point behind it is to get people to sign with Adidas.
You know,
they make you wear the Adidas cleats. Like that's the whole point behind it. So I think they are.
You know what's funny is I think the generation that we're in now, if they said we'll give you an island or we'll give you. Every time our Yeezy release, we'll send you. I bet they take Yeezys.
I'll take the Yeezys.
I bet they would. I wouldn't know what to do with an island myself. If they said, you know what,
is it just an island?
Depends what island.
They're going to build it out?
Yeah, depends what island it is.
I don't know. I thought it was like Castaway. I thought it was like Tom Hanks.
Yes. Island.
You always assume the worst.
Here's an island with a coconut tree and a cave.
That's what I thought it was.
And a wrecked plane.
And you have a raft.
A wrecked FedEx plane.
And we'll give
plane.
You three rafts.
Man, y'all talking like they're going to give them Puerto Rico or something. Like, they ain't giving Barbados.
No, I'm not. I just said I need to know what it is first before I decide what's better.
It's
going to
be a bear island, all right?
Wow.
How do you know this?
What are they going to give away? They're going to give away a peninsula? Like, what are they going to give away?
Who knows? It sounds ridiculous by itself.
They're going to give you the Gulf of Mexico.
I bet it's going to be something in Dubai. They'll find something in Dubai that's like in the middle of something. I'm sure Money Kicks is already
from
there.
Money Kicks that,
yeah. Money Kicks is already there swimming. He's probably swimming with a dolphin and a...
That he owns. And an orca.
Yeah. And whatever that thing was on Jurassic World that jumped up the water. He got one of them, too.
I definitely don't want to see
what was
one
that?
Of those.
Paleodon? What was that?
I don't know what that thing was. I watched that movie 3 times this weekend.
He must have HBO on all weekend.
I did, man. Cortez is super into dinosaurs right now. So, top 10 sneakers that we feel are
best for summer.
Best 18. For summers for us. All right. Who wants to go first?
New stuff. I'll do my bottom 5.
You got honorable mentions?
Oh no! This list.
He said he struggled.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of shoes that I wear for the summer. Actually, I have one honorable mention: Gelite 5. Because only and it would have made my list except for the fact that I wore one last week and they fucking suck.
Which ones you wear?
They don't
the
suck.
The mints that I won from you.
Eat my shorts.
He had to rub it in.
I always put them on and then I'm like, ugh, I'm gonna take them off.
Suck. No, you don't.
Yes, I mean. I guess I don't.
They suck. Ultra Boost more comfortable. Like
No.
I don't care
but
about them.
It's not
that
even about the comfort.
Quit saying that.
They
to
look
me.
Shitty on. Like
I'm talking about how they look on my feet.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
They look smoking stupid.
They look wider. They look wide. Now.
They look like fucking marshmallows wrapped around my foot. Like,
I put them on and I'm
terrible.
Like, ah, dang it. I take them off and throw on like a NMD Ultra Boost or
Gelite 5 suck on foot.
Okay, I mean it's ridiculous.
That's why
thought,
I can't. That's why I can't imagine.
Like, I don't take it off. Like, oh, these aren't comfortable. Ultra Boosts are comfortable.
I take it off because I'm like, this sucks. This looking at this makes me
fucking.
I put an infrared 6 on. I'm like, Jesus Christ! Take that garbage down, put it right back in the box, and go throw.
Okay, well, at least you made an equivalent comment then, because you can't sit here and say like that right there. You put on a July 5, and then you were like, "Oh, this sucks," and then you put that on.
But I didn't say that. I said I put an NFB Ultra Boost on.
Exactly, Boost.
If you
not because it has Boost, because it looks better on feet.
If you two reasons then
the only reason why.
If you put a Nike Tech pant on and throw this on,
you wouldn't buy Boost if it didn't have Boost. That's the point. Even if it looked that good, you wouldn't buy it.
Yes, because the Boost was the draw in for the shoe itself. Now Boost is just Boost now. It's like Air. Air is Air.
Nah,
Boost is Boost.
Nah.
No. Boost is Adidas's Air now. That's it. I don't care that now when I buy an Adidas, it better have Boost. When I buy a Nike, it better
then
have
Air. You're conflicting
Air.
Yourself.
I'm not conflicting myself. It's the same thing. It's now Boost to me isn't the draw. It's the shoe model itself, and it.
You just said it has Boost.
You're right, because why would I buy an Adidas without Boost? Why would I buy a Nike without Air? Like it's insane.
I'm sure you own plenty of.
We buy Nikes without Air.
Which Nikes we got without Air besides Cortez's? That's what I got.
Lunar Longs.
Don't Lunar Longs even have Air in it?
No.
Roshi's
Zoom.
Yeah, you're right.
Pick something.
But I'm not buying any of those anymore. Why? I'm not.
That's why? Zoom Air. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Zoom Air.
This is the regular Zoom with no Air.
But I'm not. But like, why would I buy
Zoom?
Why Zoom
would
MVP.
Why would I go? Would you just buy the Antiques, whatever?
Antiques? Yeah, Antiques.
Antiques. Why would I go buy the regular Antiques? Like, I'm not gonna buy them. They got Boost ones now.
But I understand. That's the point I'm making. Is it's another incentive to buy that shoe. That's the point. I'm making.
Not anymore. Not to me. It's just
you just said you wouldn't buy the regular one. So there's a difference. Shit. If someone gave you,
but we just
if someone gave you a Nike regular for $110 and a Nike Boost for $120, you're buying the other one for $10 more.
Because I'm gonna buy the absolute best one.
Exactly.
But we just had a talk in the car where I said I want the Adidas EQT Boost, and I said, but I think I might just buy the regular ones because I think the other ones look better. Fact.
Yes, you did say that, except that shoe is already comfortable the way it is. I mean, that's...
It's not more comfortable than the one with Boost.
Well, I've never put the one with Boost on. I don't think you
We
either,
know.
So.
It has Boost. It's more comfortable than it. The other one's not equivalent or even halfway near anything with Boost. That much Boost.
Yeah, okay.
It's the same thing. I'm not going to buy the one without Boost. I'm not going to buy the one without the Vapor Air Max come out for Nike. Ka-ping. All right. June 1st and to December. Facts, all right?
They're probably going to suck.
But I'm still going to copy. Okay. I'm going to see. Someone said they're so match Boost. That's what they said.
Okay. Well, you Why is stop, that insane? You need to stop talking to whoever
they,
that is.
They possibly could. They said it matches Boost. They said that's the answer to Boost.
You don't even believe me that these right here are close.
Those suck.
I never said those aren't comfortable. I never said that.
George just showed us a shitty
shoe. I'm just not buying it. That's
it. I'm not telling you to buy. I mean, buy
no,
what
you
want.
Were like, you need these.
Yes, because you can that. Get them for like $60.
Yeah, but I value.
And
my
I didn't
$60
say you. I just said like. Right. I just said like those try them on. Air I didn't Max, say you need to buy them.
No,
I said
you said
try
I
them.
Need those and Air Max Flyknit 90s, whatever ones, whatever you guys got. You need these.
Fire. I'll tell you what made me value my $60 was listing shit on eBay like.
You I mean, did this stop. Happen yesterday? Because
you can't say something you just learned yesterday.
I just learned it.
Bro.
Because you literally come in with
anything
cops for $50,
no.
$60
no, you
for no
don't.
Reason.
Because we'll say, you'd be like, oh, yeah, just cut to those. How much you coming for? $50. But you didn't need it.
But I value
I
it now.
Value my $50.
Now I do. After yesterday. Epiphany.
Yeah.
All
right, we'll ask you next week.
All right. Honorable mentions. I added some as I'm scrolling through my Instagram. Asics GT2s sandals, because I'm white. New Balance 998, New Balance 997.
Wait, wait. Mandals.
Just sandals?
Like flip flops.
Teva straps.
Okay. What else you got?
Top 10.
Rainbow.
Bottom 5.
Rainbows are dope.
Asics. Yes, gel flip light
82 and
3.
What?
They didn't even
Number
exist
10,
back then.
Asics gel light 3.
Okay.
Number 9. Jordan 11 low. I'm going to throw that one in there.
Jordan 11 lows are like shoes you like argue with your baby mama with outside or something.
Number 8.
And jean shorts that go down to your calf.
Super Sleeper. The Nike Zoom Revis.
Heck no.
That's a great summer shoe. That's a great shoe to wear with shorts.
It's a great shoe. Summer shoe?
Which one? I mean, there's only a couple of them you're going to wear in the summer, though.
Then you got to have Cruz on it, then.
You can't wear that with shorts. I mean, you can, but...
It's almost a Revis.
Oh, all right. Well, split it. We'll just split.
Dear God.
Like Zoom Revis Cruz. Trainers. Number 7, NMD. Number 6, Air Max 90. Either the Flyknit or the regular. Both. That Flyknit one is fire. That Flyknit Air Max 90 might be better than the Flyknit Air Max 190.
Comes out tomorrow.
Air Max 1.
Sorry. It's not better than the Hyperfuse.
Yes, it is.
Which I have 2 pairs.
No,
I
mean, no. You don't anymore because you lost one.
No, I have 2 pairs. I found one.
No.
Wait. What? So you had 3?
I had 2.
You had 3?
So you lost 90, one for infrared?
I lost one during a Super Bowl bet, and so I had another. I thought I had 0.
So now you have 1?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's saying.
No, he thought I had 0 because I thought I only had 1.
Oh.
Traded it, size 10.
I thought he was saying you still had 1.
Hyperfuse Air Max 90 infrared? You had 2 of them.
I had no idea.
So you traded a non-DS one?
I did. I traded a 100.
And you found a DS? One.
Fact.
Dang. Hope that person ain't listening.
Debatable.
They're about to repo you.
Debatable.
Continue.
I want to tell you a shoe that went down in value, the Reds.
Mine? Independence
you get
days?
Those for cheap now. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I get you $60. Bucks.
Okay.
Let me know. PayPal ready.
I want the navy blue ones. Are you done with your list?
I mean, bottom 6.
Oh.
We're not going all the way, right? Pause.
Yeah, go ahead. George, you going?
Yeah, so obviously, old my list. List is different.
Yeah, always.
Because it has to be different, apparently, according to Simple.
Yes, always. Everything has to be argumentative.
The reason is because I thought the list was originally what's coming out this summer or what you're anticipating for this summer. Because
you don't understand.
So, Simple, you didn't even know what English the list literature. Was, and you picked it. All right, so let's relax.
I guessed after my 4th time.
Okay, well, how many more?
I fucking wanted cereal.
Oh, top 10 cereals?
Yeah, we'll do that eventually.
But you know what's funny? You didn't even say that when you were
yeah,
putting
the
list
down. Yeah, that wasn't even in the original conversation. I was like, what?
You said, what's the list? And you said, cereal? What the heck is he talking about? He never even threw that out.
I thought I said that.
No.
No. Oh.
You said Kobe's and Summer.
Yeah.
And George said NBA trades.
And something else.
Or team
trades of all time.
Protein trades.
Yeah, like top. We should probably do that one. Like just cereal? Craziest, craziest trades of all time in sports in general.
Okay.
Like obviously, Herschel Walker, Cowboys, Vikings would have to be in there because Vikings basically.
Are there enough?
Or the Cow? One of them traded the whole franchise for that guy. Oh, Ricky Williams There's would have enough. To be
yeah,
in there.
Ricky Williams has to be in there. Yeah, absolutely.
But anyways, RG3 had to be in there. But anyways,
RG3 to the Browns.
Okay. Anyways, like I said, my list is much better than these two guys' list because
no
it's
what
specific shoes. Because
all you did differently.
Yeah, but he just did models, so mine's more interesting.
Because mine is based on statistics.
Honorable mentions. Facts. Statistical perception.
That might be the first time I heard you say facts.
Yeah, because I changed it to factual. I like being different.
He chose to say it now.
I like being different. That's why I say factual. All right. So honorable mention is just the whole consortium sneaker exchange thing. I'm just interested to see what else comes out because
what the heck is that?
Those pictures don't like that. The Kith Naked thing, the two stores combining.
Suck.
No, not that shoe.
Oh,
there's two stores combining to make a shoe. And then we don't know what the rest of them are. Like, there was the one with SNS and Social Status. Mm. And then there's this one. And then the first one was Undefeated and Colette, I think. But neither one of those shoes was Adidas. I mean, Boost. Anyways, I'm just interested to see what the Consortium Sneakers Exchange is going to be for the rest of the year because those pictures don't come out super in advance. Number 10, Air Max Flyknit Infrared, the one that comes out. Air Max 90 Flyknit Infrared, the one that comes out tomorrow.
Are you copying?
Great shoe for the summer. I don't know. I told you I'm gonna
if
have to
I
put
do,
my,
I'm gonna have to
I'm gonna
talk
have to put my wallet
I'm
away.
I'm gonna have to talk to somebody else.
I should, but I have those Hyperfuse.
So,
it's
many
like,
different versions of infrareds.
Yeah. Number 9, the Just Don Jordan 2 Pink. I think that's
you think that's a summer shoe?
I mean, it's pink. That's completely
that have to
for
do with the summer.
Summer colors are light
that
colors
that girl baby showers and newborn baby.
I didn't say I'm buying it. I say it's anticipated for
Which
the
one?
Summer. The Just Don 2 Pink that's coming out.
I would buy those.
I thought you were doing what you would wear.
I would buy Just Don 2 Pinks.
Of course I would.
I wouldn't
too.
Wear them with shorts.
You just said they're for girl baby showers and then you said you'd buy them.
Yeah,
which
but he's
one is
going
it?
To one.
No, apparently he can't go to one. He said he's not invited.
Wait a minute. I'm saying, are you doing what you would wear?
I mean, that's really the only shoe that I wouldn't wear on here. I mean, I might wear it. I don't know. I probably should put it number 10. But that's
you would never wear that. You didn't want to wear...
Well, that's because the pack was too expensive. If it was $300 or $280 or something, I would wear it. I would have worn that beach one, even though it's gigantic for a size 12 person. I didn't want to pay $650 and be like, oh, I have to keep this because it's $650. No, I wanted to get rid of it. Number 8, the Iniki Boost. Pick a color. I like the red one the best for the summer, but gray works since, I mean, probably not navy as much, but... The girl colorways are definitely for the summer because one of them is like light gray or stone and teal. Number 7, Air Max 1 OG white sport red. So basically the OG Air Max 1. And then number 6, the Cream 3.0 Ultra Boost.
There's a Cream 3.0?
There's a Cream 3.0 Ultra Boost?
It's simple. We've talked about this, you and I, about 7 times.
Have we?
What does it look like?
Tan? Is it tan?
I mean, it might be tan-ish, but I think it's cream. They call it the cream one because there's like 3 different colors. One is greenish-brown, one is in the middle, and then one's like...
3.0 Ultra Boost just do nothing for me. I just can't get in the... Now, the ones you sent today...
Like the ones you have that? You don't like?
4.0.
I don't have any 3.0s.
Oh, I thought you said cream 3.0s.
Those are 4.0s?
4.0s, yeah.
Those are kind of tight. All
right. Nah, if you see the other picture, you'll be like...
Mm. Oreo 4.0... Oreo 3.0s or might be the best Ultra Boost ever made.
Nah. Oreo 3.0. Oh, no, the ones they call zebras or whatever? Nah, those...
The ones that look like the ones that like nobody wanted?
No, everybody. No, they sold out, but they don't. But they, I mean, they don't go for a lot.
The one that had the like laces, I think the laces.
That's a stretch. They look like a lot of Ultra Boost. That, no, I'm saying you calling it the best is a stretch. There's a lot of Ultra Boost that's better than those.
Which one? Maybe Navy 1.0s.
Kith. True. Cream 1.0.
What Kith? Your mids?
Yeah,
that doesn't count because it's not a real Ultra Boost.
Yeah, it's not.
It's an Ultra.
I mean, it's an Ultra Boost.
It's an Ultra Boost. Like,
what? You guys are dumb and gay. All right, go ahead. Yes, it's called Adidas times Kith Ultra Boost, but thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it.
Zing. I think they're talking about the actual boost. Nah, I don't know. I don't care enough. Honorable mentions. I got that boost, EQT Adidas, whatever it's called. I don't know what it is. And that's it. Number 10, just uncaged Ultra Boost. I don't care. 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. I don't care what it is. I think that's a perfect summer sneaker for shorts. Number 9. That Iniki Boost that dropped today or yesterday or whenever.
F you.
Those are fire. Number 8, King Push. King Push.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That's a good one.
That's a great summer shoe. The model itself, it doesn't even necessarily have to be the King Push one. Those all white ones that came out a little while ago.
Yeah, but those are different, though. I mean,
it doesn't have like reptile print and all that.
Yeah, but even, I don't even think there's, I think there's differences other than that as well.
Well, I think how the 3 stripes come out of the side is something different. There's something a little different about
it. Yeah, it looks different.
But I think that model is dope for the summertime. Number 7, I just got Jordan 1's highs.
Can't believe
doesn't
I
matter.
Forgot that.
A Jordan 1 is an all year sneaker.
You wear Jordan 1's at shorts? Highs?
No.
The shorts?
I don't base summer off shorts. That's not what I'm basing it off.
Dang, did Reebok actually come out with something that's half decent?
Number 6.
Flea Box?
Number 6.
Yes.
Air Max 90 Hyperfuse. Number 6, Air Max 90 Hyperfuse. One of the greatest Nike Air Max of all time to me.
I mean, why did you say, Jesus Christ, like that shoe's terrible or something? It's a Reebok. I mean, they're trying to get into the next. They're trying to get into this generation instead of making stuff
Boost.
That was for.
Let me see.
As opposed to like a Shaq
this
shoe
is
that
a
weighs
Reebok,
27 pounds.
Reebok Zoku Runner Ultra Knit. I mean,
they're owned by
they're
Adidas.
Literally
so.
Late. I mean, they got one that's a Yeezy All Red, one that's a Jordan Cement color, and one that's a Victor Cruz color.
You're actually the Reebok fan. You should like that.
If it doesn't have DMX in it, they could miss me with that.
Okay. You just said you don't care about Boost, so what's the difference?
And you just said
because
like,
I got Iversons,
DMXs.
I got Shaqs, I got workouts. I got workouts, Shaqs, Reebok. I got all kind of Reeboks. Kamikazes.
I mean, I'm not buying any Reeboks, but those are probably.
Not Kim Kamikazes.
Those are trash.
OG colorway. Not that.
So that's on your list?
Yes.
Not those Alamo domes. What's your top 5?
Bad buy.
Top 5.
Woo! Sean Kim Kamikaze.
Number 5.
Woo!
Suck.
Woo! Ultra Boost.
Number four.
Ultra Boost is number five? Good Lord. What's the top Vans. Four? What, like an era or what?
I don't even got Ultra Boost.
Any Vans?
Any
Vans. He just felt like every Vans. Van.
Every Van.
I can't disagree.
Number three.
You can't wear skate highs in the summertime. I mean, you wear pants at night, I guess, but.
Number three.
In Phoenix. This is Phoenix summer we're talking about, summer. All right?
He said like, Jordan 1 highs. I can say Vans.
This ain't San Diego summer. No, he said Jordan 1 lows.
I said highs.
He said highs.
Oh, God.
You
I'm
can wear
done
Jordan 1 highs in the summer. Jordan 1 highs are all okay. year sneakers. All
right, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done with that conversation.
How was a shorts? Jordan 1 high? I'm not talking about shorts.
You wear pants in the summer?
You
not to work?
George, do I wear if pants you, in the okay, summer?
Yes, but the
Max, you've but, never seen me.
But this is
in
the
a,
thing.
It's rare.
I understand. Understand. This is an opinion. This
right
is
now.
An opinion.
Rare.
Of, this is a an individual opinion of your list. But when you talk about summer shoes, people think specifically of certain things like light colors. You know, when people like. For instance, on Twitter, you see people from New York specifically. Oh, it's a summer shoe. They're always talking about something that's like all white, and that's a low top sneaker. I mean, I don't see like Royal Ones and think, oh, that's a summer shoe.
A lot of people in New York are like 1 year behind.
Timberlands.
There's like half of New York.
That's a winter shoe.
Timberland Lowe's.
That's their winter shoe. Air Force One All White Low is their summer shoe, and that's their winter shoe.
Half of New York is like a year ahead of the rest of the country, and half of New York is still a year behind the rest of the country.
I understand that.
Half of New York is like 2 years behind the rest of New York.
The perception of when you tell people you're making a summer shoe list, they're not thinking you're going to put Jordan 1 High on there. Like Royal One is not a summer shoe.
But are you trying to tell me that a Jordan 1 High?
No, you can wear it whenever you want. Yeah, absolutely. But when you say we're making a summer shoe list,
I would never wear.
No one would ever think that you're going to put that on.
I would never wear a Jordan 6 in the summer. Never. Jeans, never.
I mean, you never wear a Jordan 6 anyway. It's
argumentative.
All right, what's the next symbol?
Number two, Flyknit racers.
Yep. Facts.
Oh, sorry, number three. Number three, Flyknit racers.
Wait, I thought you guys didn't like them. All right.
Cool. Number two.
Love them.
If you get them for free.
Not for 150.
Number two, Air Max 1.
Just any Air Max 1?
Yeah. It's one of the Air Max 1 looks You're is right. one of the best looking shoes to wear with shorts,
Air Max
period.
1, out of all the OGs, is the best Air I mean Air Max
yeah,
of all time.
Yeah, Flyknit.
No. I'm talking about
Flyknit or just
strictly,
regular.
No. Strictly leather. Original
no,
when they
it.
First dropped
no flying it
when they first dropped the Air Max 1 model is the greatest Air Max of all time period
no flying it all right
flying it's hurt the back of my foot after an hour.
Ooh, I don't know about that. You need to get a size up.
The greatest Literal? The Mino. Greatest OG
Minor,
Air Max
comfortable super comfortable
sneaker is Air Max 1.
Yes,
flying it.
No,
and number one, the greatest summer sneaker of all time to me, Air Jordan 1 Low.
Debatable.
Me, you.
It's you.
Number five, Air Max 1 OG White Sport Royal. So basically the white and blue Air Max 1 OG that's coming out in 2 weeks that we talked about earlier. Right?
That's all you had
2 weeks?
To say.
Number four, Stan Smith OG Boost. Very excited for that shoe. Number three, again, this is shoes that came out this summer
yes,
or
we
year
know
that
it's
I'm
different.
Anticipated. Number three.
You don't even got a Stan Smith. And you even bought a Boost. You got to have a Stan Smith.
Why do I have to have one now? I had a million of them. I had a million of them when I was younger. Why does it matter now?
Because it does. It's disrespectful.
I had a million Labors and a million Stan Smiths growing up. Just I don't have one right now doesn't mean anything.
I'll fight you, bro.
We'll get it on.
Stan Smith wasn't even born.
Someone can record
up.
It.
Stan Smith was
You guys definitely aren't going to like 2 and 3 because based on how you've been acting. So number 3, anticipating the Olive 350 V2. That's a great shoe for the summer. And then number 2, the Triple White 350 V2, another great summer shoe. And then number 1, the Air Max 1 Elephant Atmos.
Is it still Atmos though? Or is it just they just?
I mean, I don't think they're calling it that, but I mean, that just so people know.
I have no desire for it, but I'm.
I do need both.
No desire for it. That's kind of weird.
I'm just never been that huge on it. It's just not that spectacular. Like it's dope
for you to love Air Max 1. There's a lot of Air Max 1s that are tight that you hate. You hate the Pata 1 too for some reason. It's
no, I don't hate it. I think it's overrated. I don't think it. I don't hate it. I just like what's the? It's no reason that shoe should be as much money as it is.
And the Kid Robot 1, you hate it on
that
one too.
Oh, that one's awful.
Yeah, you have, for ugly. Some reason you hate on the best
the colors Air Max on it ones ugly. Of all time. What are you talking about? It's like beige, pink, and black. Like,
how is that ugly. Color ugly when Kanye made that popular for everything?
Nah, it looked different. Those
they literally had Yeezy colors before Yeezy did.
Those suck. Number five, Air Max One OGs, blue, red, whatever.
Pick one. Pick one. Put one. George voice. Pick one.
Number four, Racers. Racers are greatest. One of the greatest Nikes. Too much money. It should be $67.
I'm not. I can't respect a shoe if you're saying it's overpriced, because Ultra Boost is number $180, three, but I'm paying $180
number
gladly.
Number three, a Stan Smith. Whether it has Boost or not.
But you laugh when I said it.
Just the Stan Smith.
Because you hate them.
No, until I Boost. Don't. What are you talking about?
You verbally have said it, you hate it.
No, I did not. You literally said the conversation that we had about that was before the conversation. Like, you're talking about 4 or 5 years ago. You want me to remember something about that?
Not that far back. You said you hated Stan Smith.
No, I've never in my life said I hated Stan Smith. Ever.
Number two.
I said I liked Lavers better, and that is a factual statement.
Number two, Jordan 1 Lows.
Okay, respectable.
Number one, Van Old Schools. Facts.
Okay.
Yeah, Olive Greens.
I mean, they don't gotta just be olive green. I don't even know if I would consider an olive green a summer shoe, if you're going to base it off colors.
You're absolutely right.
White. Damn, Daniel.
Nah, I wouldn't say white. I would say, like,
all white Vans
cream or stone.
Touched by angel people. What?
Like cream color or off-white or stone color for...
Man, call them joints light gray. Call them stone.
Stone wash. Yes, thank you.
I like them. Tombstone.
It's like not me who called it that. It's the sneaker manufacturer. You call them and complain. You send your email complaining to Vans and Nike. You let me know.
Crayon colors. I like macaroni and cheese colored Vans.
Maze. is there anything else?
I need some food. That's a sneak diss.